Welcome back to another edition of Turner Talks.
In thickness and in health with your host, Bailey Turner.
And Zach.
All right, so today's episode will be about setting up your very own home gym and our top tips for building your own home gym. And then we're also going to touch on our home gym and maybe things that we wish we would have done differently with our own gym. So, yeah. Zach, you want to get us started?
So the first thing that you need to know is the dimensions for your space, because one, you need to know how much flooring you have, and two, you need to like make sure that the equipment that you eventually put in there will fit in there in like an orderly manner, and it won't look too cluttered or kind of like weird looking if it's too big and you don't have enough stuff for that space. So kind of just one, have an idea of the space, and by idea I mean like know exactly.
Yeah, and put it in your notes so then you know how many square feet it is. And you know, you could do this in your basement, you could do this in a room that you have in your house that you don't really use, you could do it in your garage. Mm-hmm. Really whatever free space you have would be a great option to kind of start your own little home gym area for yourself.
Yeah, and then to kind of plan that a little more, the flooring that we've used in both our gym space that we had in Minnesota before we moved out to Utah and currently in our garage is we just have 6x4 stall mats that we've bought at Fleet Farm in Minnesota and then Tractor Supply Co. here. So if you have any store that's like similar like that, just like go onto their website and look and see if they have them in stock. They're fairly cheap.
I think they're like roughly $30 to $50, yeah, depending on where you live and how thick you get them and like what size. Because there is 4x6 and then there's also 3x4, I think.
3x4, yeah. But just know that
they're heavy.
That, and we ran into the issue most recently when we were adding more mats to our garage, is the 3x4 were 1/2 inch thick and the 6x4 were 3/4 inch thick.
Yep, so you can't mix and match. You have to get the same thickness. And like Zach said, they are really heavy. Zach used, would you use like those little gripper tool things?
Well, they sell like at Tractor Supply Co. They have like actual mat mover tools, mm-hmm, but otherwise I just use like a pair of vice grips.
Yeah, they're like 90 pounds. So
it makes it, they're 100 pounds, I think.
100 pounds.
Yeah.
But so it makes, you definitely it way easier need help
into place.
Yeah. I'm sure that Amazon has cheaper, you know, less durable flooring if you want to go that route too. But if you want something that's really durable and thick and going to withstand you like dropping weight on, definitely go with the stall mats.
Yeah. And one downside to them, other than them being like very big, is that they smell terrible. So
I feel like the smell goes away though.
We've washed it a couple times now though, but just like be aware of the fact that it's going to smell like
rubber. Yeah.
So. And then the other thing too is if you have to cut them, the easiest way that I found to cut them to spit like really like weird spaces or like weird overlaps where you need to tie in something is just with like a utility knife.
And that's not even really easy. It takes like how many times?
Like 20 passes, but yeah,
it's tedious.
It creates a really clean edge, yeah, and then you don't have to clean up. 'Cause another thing that I did was use like a multi-tool, but it cuts well, but you just have so much mess to clean, yeah, up because it just chops up
and it
rubber.
Like burnt the rubber. It, yeah, smelled it even worse. It, but, okay, yeah. So after you've established your, you know, square foot, you have the flooring set. You can also just like, you don't feel like you need to get flooring. If you just have like nice cement, concrete, whatever floors, those would be nice too. You just can't slam weight on those.
Yeah, so like if you're not planning on just like putting rubber flooring down on the entire space, I would probably just put it, you know, anywhere where you're going to be dropping dumbbells or like potentially a barbell could fall or like where you're going to be doing deadlifts, because obviously one, you don't want to ruin your weights because they're not cheap, and two, your flooring will get cracked and chipped if you're dropping, especially metal plates. You know, mm-hmm, it might be different if you're using like bumper plates, mm-hmm, but just be cautious of that.
Yeah. Okay. So after you've established that, yeah, then what would you say is the biggest thing that you would recommend splurging on in terms of setting up a home gym?
So personally, if you have the cash to do so, I would, you know, invest in a very nice power rack. To this point, all of our power racks have been from Rogue. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I like Rogue is one, it's easy to put together. And two, it has a lot of like customization options. And what I mean by that is they have a ton of options for pull-up bars, you know, dip attachments, the like safety systems on them, but like with like the safety straps, like the pin pipe, J cups, the plate storage, like dip bars, stuff like that. Like it's just, you have a lot of room to wiggle with in terms of like what you want to add to the rack itself.
And if they were, you know, they had minimal space, they didn't have enough, you know, height to set up a rack like we have, like the power rack, does Rogue make one of those like folding? I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, I think they actually call them like their garage rack.
Because you
just mount it to a wall. The only downside to that is you actually have to like mount it to the wall with like bolts, I'm pretty sure. We've never had one, but I think Bailey's pulling
it up. I'm just going to pull it up right now, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's a great space saver because when you're done with it, I think they have just, like, pins that you pull out and you fold it back into the wall.
Yep.
But then the nice thing, like, if you have, like, height restrictions, so that'd be more like a depth, you know, a depth restriction.
I feel like that would be depth and height. So with the Rogue, it's called a Rogue RML 3W Foldback Wall Mount Rack. It actually has really good reviews, over 1,000 reviews, almost 5 stars. It has a pull-up bar, it has a locking pinch and hinge system, so you can actually fold it in so it's flat kind of against the wall. It sticks out probably 4 or 5 inches, but you don't have to always have it out. So if space is, you know, of the essence to you, then you might want to go for something like this versus the rack that you can't really, you know, fold in.
Yeah.
So, and it's obviously a little bit cheaper. I don't remember what we paid for a rack. I think it was a little over $1,000.
The one we have is the Rogue Monster 3, so it's the 3-foot inside depth, so it was like, I don't know, it was over, I want to say it was more of like $1,500.
Okay, but we'll put all that detail, yeah, like all those details for you guys in our blog.
And we have like no obligation to hype up Rogue with this stuff, we've just found that...
Zach said that they have a quality warranty, right?
Like a quality assurance, yeah. And their customer support is awesome. I think they have a lifetime warranty on like almost all of their stuff.
So if something ever happens, they'll replace it or fix it.
Outside of like cosmetic stuff and like just regular usage
things. Yeah, so I'm looking at this wall mount rack. It is $595. So I feel like that would be a really good investment if you need something smaller than like a rack that we have, and you want something that you can mount to your garage and, you know, fold it away from time to time to save some space.
Yeah, and like I was saying too, we have literally zero obligation to recommend Rogue.
Yeah, none of this in here is sponsored or anything. No. I wish we got free gym equipment. That'd be so nice.
But, you know, I've trained at enough gyms and I've just found that they have, you know, some of the best like quality stuff, and I feel like it's fairly priced for what you get out of it too.
Yeah. And then so with that rack, we would recommend getting a barbell and a set of a few plates. You can go the metal route. Is it called metal?
Just like steel plates.
Steel plates, yeah. And then, or you could get the bumper plates. Sometimes I honestly prefer the bumper plates just because I feel like they feel like they're lighter for some reason. I know they're not, but they just feel lighter. And then you can kind of toss those around more without making as much noise. But honestly, it's whatever you and your budget, you know, I don't know, whatever you have in your budget, because the bumper plates are cheaper.
And the nice thing too about Rogue is, Bailey says web setup, so she can pull it up if she wants to, but they sell like starter bundles where it comes with, I don't know if any of them have a rack, but I know some of them come with like their Ohio barbell, which is like an all-purpose barbell, and then it comes with just like plates and some other like random things.
They do have a SML Rogue Monster Light squat stand for $395.
Yeah,
so that would probably be the cheapest.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that there are cheaper things out there, but like Zach said, Rogue does have like a very good warranty. So if something were to ever happen, you could at least message them and they could help you out and fix the problem.
Yeah,
so,
and like I was saying too, like you get what you pay for. Like you could definitely find cheaper things on Amazon, but I don't know if they would back the product that they're selling. And two, I don't know if the quality would look like, you know, just withstand time. So
yeah,
I'm just a big believer in, you know, if it's important to you, spend the money on it. Because
just pay for it once and then be done. Because we bought cheap stuff before and I feel like always regret it, because we'll always be like, okay, this sucks. Either it breaks or it scratches, or
you just notice like a functionality, like, you know, like mishap with it. Like it's not like the smoothest piece of equipment or something.
Yeah. So barbells, a set of like, you know, plates, and then a rack would be a great place to start.
And then like an adjustable bench, because then you can do like all, you know, incline heights. You could do your like seated overhead presses, and then obviously like your flat presses. And then you could use it for things like step ups, and then just like rear foot elevated split squats. I just think it's a,
Yeah. And there, I would say benches are something that you don't necessarily need to splurge on, because a bench is a bench. I mean, for you, I know that you like, again, quality stuff. So we obviously try to splurge on that kind of stuff just because we're going to have it for a really long time. But, and hopefully eventually we have our own gym one day. That's, you know, a goal that we both have. But, so any of our pieces can always go into that. Mm-hmm. However, you can get an adjustable bench on Amazon if you want to save money in that area. I know Prime has really good benches. I know that those aren't necessarily cheap, though. Same with Rogue. They have nice benches, but those aren't cheap. I think Rep Fitness has some. Titan Fitness has some. So just kind of scope out your options and see, you know, what bench would work best for you.
Yeah. And the thing that I like about Rogue too, and this might not matter to, you know, some of the viewers or listeners out there, but I love that all of their stuff is manufactured in the United States too. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I know Titan and I think Rep, like, a lot of their stuff is, like, made overseas, like maybe even China. But if you can buy stuff that is employing Americans, I'm all for it.
So. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing that we would recommend having are a pair of dumbbells. Obviously, it'd be nice if you had like a set of dumbbells, but if you are trying to ball on a budget.
And if you're confined by like space restrictions.
Yeah, and you don't have enough room to put a bunch of dumbbells, like a big set. Because I think like Rogue sells them in like 5 to 50s and then like 55 to 100 bundles. So if you don't necessarily want that many dumbbells, we would just recommend getting like an adjustable set of dumbbells.
Yeah.
So that would be a good option to save money on. But if you like the look of having multiple sets of dumbbells, you can buy bundles from other, you know, companies. It all depends on your space and, you know, your budget. The next thing that you'd recommend, do you want to go over that?
Yeah, so I kind of touched on it earlier, but it would be like rack attachments for your rack. So like a pull-up bar or like a, I'm back on the Rogue thing, but it's just what I know. They have like split squat rollers where you can, you know, do your Bulgarians. You can do like dips on like certain like attachments that they sell, just like rack attachments, just so you can, one, have like a Swiss Army knife, so to speak, as for the rack. So.
Mm-hmm. And then if you do have the money to splurge and you have the space and you want to set up a really sick home gym, then you can get, you know, like an Inspire trainer or a Prime Fitness trainer, like a functional cable machine where you can do cable movements on. Mm-hmm. So that would be, if you have the money, you have the time, or time, if you have the space to put it, that'd be a great option to add to your gym as well. Because obviously when you go to the gym, like a commercial gym, they have all of those machines. Yeah. And when you're working out from home, you either have to use bands for those kind of movements or you can splurge on a machine like that. I think when we were in Minnesota, we bought the Inspire cable trainer and had two weight stacks, and granted they weren't very heavy. It was a pretty well built machine.
Yeah.
And for the price, I think it was what? Less than two?
Yeah, something like that. Like maybe
1500. I'll even look it up.
But it was definitely like a home cable trainer. It wasn't something that you'd find in like a commercial setting, just because the height on it wasn't very tall. I think that was the thing that bothered me the most about it, and especially if you're like, it came with a pull-up bar. So
actually Costco has them. So Costco has them for $14.99, which is actually a really great price.
We saw them that one day, actually.
Yeah, that's a really great price. It actually comes with it includes a folding adjustable bench, tricep rope, two deluxe D handles, dip belt, and a dual hook curl bar. I'm gonna pull it up just to. That's actually a really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
The dual weight stacks go up to 165 pounds, so not a ton, but definitely like a good amount, I would say. And it has great reviews too. It has 2,602 reviews and about a 4.7 average. I always look at reviews when we're buying stuff. And it looks like if you have a Costco membership, it might ship free or ship to like a Costco near you. So I would definitely check that out. Yeah, it's quick ship too, so you could get it pretty quick. So $1,500 for a bomb cable machine, plus you get to have that adjustable bench too, so you don't have to buy it anywhere else. That'd be a great option if you're trying to, you know, fall on a budget.
Yeah.
And
then I just thought of this too, like some other like small
or like random,
that, like you feel like might, or I feel like could enhance your training experience at home is barbell collars. Obviously you don't want your plates flying off the bar, and it just creates a safer environment. And then I'm a big fan of squat wedges or like solo wedges. We have both the Prime Fitness 20 degree squat wedge, and then we also have the solo wedges that are like 15 degrees, I think, from Rogue Fitness. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I cannot recommend squat wedges enough.
Yeah, and then you said...
like a good pack of resistance bands too, I think would be a good start.
Yeah, especially if you don't have a cable machine, because then you can kind of mimic any kind of cable machine movements by wrapping the like bands around the pull-up bar in your rack, and then doing like tricep extensions, push-downs.
Face pulls, stuff like that.
Lat pull-downs, stuff like that. I'm looking up the Prime. Do you know what the Prime, like, it's loaded with? It's like the rack, and
the
it also
HLP has, selectorized rack.
Yep. I want to see the price on that. Okay, so Prime Fitness, another one of our favorite companies, they have a Prodigy 1 HLP selectorized rack 2-in-1. So this actually has a rack that you can, you know, bench, squat, deadlift in, but it also has like a cable machine stack in the back of it. So you can set up cables and do like really anything from it.
They have the plate loaded version too. But the nice thing about this, like if you're watching this, you should look it up.
We'll link everything in the description box for you guys.
Which obviously it's not cheap, but it literally is a one-stop shop. And like Bailey was saying, like our opinion, like the cream of the crop in terms of like this type of stuff, mm-hmm. because you can, you know, do your pull-ups there. It comes with a seat where you can actually do like true lat pull downs. You can do like your cable crosses. You can do your push downs, everything on one rack. And then you can also squat and like bench out of it too, because it has the J cups.
Yeah. We have the Rogue functional trainer, which is really nice, but a part of me kind of wishes that we would have got this because it looks so nice. And I would love to be able to do lat pull downs, which we can do on our machine, but just not as nice.
Well, not the standard, like what you think of as a, like a lat pull down.
Yeah, so the price for this is $5,500, but like Zach said, it pretty much includes everything, and it would save you a lot of space because if I look at the dimensions here, it is 57 inches wide, 92 inches tall, and then 62 long. So that's actually a pretty decent size. And you would only need really that, and then maybe some dumbbells. Mm-hmm. And even then, like, you probably would be fine with not doing dumbbells because you could do, like, ladder raises and...
Yeah, you could do
everything on the rack or the cable machine that's mm-hmm. attached to the rack, which would be great. Anything else for, like, our tips for starting?
No. So I think, like, just to kind of recap, just invest in flooring. Like we said, you don't have to floor your entire space, but... just make sure your flooring is in a spot where, you know, your dumbbells could damage your floor or like dropped weights could. And then just a quality power rack if your budget permits, a nice barbell, and then like an adjustable bench, we said. And then from there, it's kind of just adding pieces that you like.
Yeah. And if you don't have the budget to get like a rack and a barbell and free weights, just invest in some nice dumbbells because you can do a lot with dumbbells, especially if you have adjustable ones that go pretty heavy. You can do any barbell movement with dumbbells. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a busy mom that just needs, you know, quick, easy workouts, we do our challenges with just dumbbells for the home workouts. And a lot of people see amazing results with just dumbbells. So don't think that you have to get a power rack or anything like that to see results. Honestly, a set of dumbbells would be great if that's all you can afford. But like we said, this all kind of depends on your budget and how much space you have. So if you need like further help with like, you know, picking out pieces and you want our advice, you can email us, Zach@BodyFitBalance or Bailey@BodyFitBalance, and we'd be happy to help you. But yeah, we can quickly touch on our home gym and kind of, you know, what we did in Minnesota and then what we did here and kind of like our plans for maybe the future.
Yeah, so I guess we can, do you want to start on our gym now or do you want to
touch on? Backtrack and touch on Minnesota.
In Minnesota, we had a fairly large space. It was 2,400 square feet. We had, this is one of my regrets, is we We bought two power racks when it was just Bailey and I training, because in my mind I'm thinking we're both going to be squatting at the same time, but that never happened ever.
No.
And then in addition to that, we bought a Rogue combo rack, so not only did we have
Let's just say this was, I was like, I gave you like pretty much free rein to choose whatever you wanted, because I was like, Zach knows way more about this stuff than I do, and I'm just going to be happy to be lifting pretty much.
Well, I kind of went crazy. And then we had a Rogue deadlift platform, which I like if you have the space for it, but if you don't have space for it, it kind of creates like a tripping hazard essentially.
Yeah.
And then we had Rogue bumper plates, like 300 pounds worth. And then we had the Rogue machine plates. We had the Inspire trainer that Bailey was talking about.
We had a treadmill.
The treadmill, yeah.
Which I do want to touch on quickly. You don't have to get any sort of cardio machine if you don't want to, because you can go outside for free. So don't feel like you have to spend money on a Peloton or a treadmill or an elliptical or a stair stepper or anything to add to your home gym. Sure, those pieces are great, especially if you live, you know, in the Midwest and you want to be able to walk when it's, you know, negative 40 degrees outside. I would just get a cheap treadmill, because we have the Nordic Track, and I like that it goes up to 30, but do I ever use it at a 30 incline? No. And the screen glitches out a lot. So I would just get something cheap and, yeah, go with that.
Yeah. And then we had two of the three-tier Rogue like dumbbell racks, and then dumbbells from 2.5 all the way up to 125 in like 5-pound increments.
And this was like, we got a lot of stuff for a very good price, because this was before COVID hit. We literally bought all of this stuff, and then COVID happened like 2 months later, and prices went through the roof. And also shipping times were like, what, 4 to 6 months at least?
For a lot of people, yeah. I mean, Rogue keeps pretty good stock on stuff, and like their manufacturing hasn't been affected, but like, you know, Prime Fitness, like we talked about earlier, and then just like machine like manufacturers like that, like are months out. So, and then we had a Rogue Rhino belt squat, which I thought I would love, but one of those things again where it's just I didn't like it. And, what else do we have?
We had a hip thruster booty builder machine, which overrated, in my opinion. I'd rather just do a regular hip thrust. Honestly, I'd rather just screw hip thrust. I hate hip thrust.
And then we had the Rogue floor glute ham, or like Nordic ham pro machine.
And I feel like we built it because we were going to do, we did like some private training and stuff, but we bought too much stuff. Yeah. In hindsight, obviously hindsight is 2020, but then we had to obviously pack up and move to Utah, and we got rid of our gym space. And so Zach and my dad, actually, this is a funny story. We just bought a Penske. We rented a Penske truck to move down to Utah. And this was like a few days before we were set to like literally leave Minnesota. And my dad and Zach are, you know, taking equipment apart, trying to load it up into the Penske truck, and they get what, 3/4 of the stuff, or like half of the stuff loaded in?
I don't know at what point it was, but I remember just like doing math in my head, and I'm thinking the gross weight maximum, this is like 26,000 pounds, and we haven't even like gotten to the house yet to load stuff up.
Yeah,
we're like already halfway over the weight limit.
It was like 12,000 or 13,000 pounds, and they didn't even get half of the gym equipment in, and we didn't even load any of the house stuff in yet. So we were like, there is no way that we can fit all this in. So it was really crappy. We had to sell a bunch of it, and obviously we didn't like make money back on it at all, because we were so desperate to sell it, because we were leaving in a couple days. We just needed
Which
it gone.
Shouldn't be the goal when you're trying to sell stuff, is to make money on it, but you also don't want
no
to
oh yeah I, that's not what I meant. I meant like we didn't like even break even.
No.
We took loss on every single thing that we sold, which
is just the nature of like gym equipment. Like you're never going to make a profit back on it.
Yeah. So we took a big loss when we sold all that stuff, because we sold it so last minute, because we just needed to get rid of it to make room for the house stuff. And then once we got to Utah, we put most of it, I would say we sold 55s to 125s.
Yeah, all the heavy dumbbells.
Roughly, yeah.
Sold the belt squat, sold
the cable trainer.
The cable trainer.
We gave your mom the treadmill.
Sold one of the power racks. What else did we sell? Sold all the mats, because the mats were ridiculously heavy.
Oh, yeah, we sold all the mats to this cute little old farmer.
Yeah, we had like 4,000 pounds of mats. But anyways, now we have our gym here, and I took a much more like cautious approach and only added pieces that I knew I would love.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, I touched on it earlier, we have the Rogue RM3 Monster Rack, which is a very good power rack. We have the Rogue Functional Training, like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. It's much heavier. And
it's ginormous.
It's like a literal beast.
It's like commercial grade. Like it's not for, grade. Like, yeah.
It's not a home gym like functional trainer, but it's 10 feet tall. What else do we have? We have the 5 through 50 dumbbells that you were talking about.
And then we added 75, 100, and 140s, yeah. Which 140s are ridiculous, but Zach needed them because he's strong.
Yeah, right. The 50s were just too light, and I like dumbbell work.
Well, so. Yeah.
And then we also have,
We saved our mirrors somehow. I don't even know some how. Of them
ended up breaking.
Yeah, I think we broke like half of them, but we saved a good amount to put like remount on our garage because they are expensive. Those type of mirrors, we had like a local glass company come and install those.
Well, the mirrors weren't the mirrors aren't cheap, but they weren't the expensive part. It's the labor installation that it costs, like to install them.
Yeah.
But then, a couple of weeks ago, we were lucky enough to have Prime Fitness
take
a couple of pieces off their showroom floor and sell them to us because we really wanted something.
I reached out to Prime because we were looking at, we needed to film stuff for our program, our new challenge, and Zach and I both haven't been going to the gym for, you know, a few reasons, but one of the reasons obviously is because we have a baby, and so we needed to be able to work out from home, film everything we need to from our home gym. Because, you know, that's our job. So I actually reached out to Prime and I inquired about a few pieces, and unfortunately the lead times are like 35 weeks. So I just said, you know, like if anything were to pop up or anything change, just let me know because we'd need these pieces sooner rather than later. So we were looking on Facebook Marketplace. We were trying to reach out to every other company that we knew of that made similar pieces, to have. And they eventually came back and messaged me and said, hey, we have these two pieces that we would ship to you. Obviously, we had to pay for it and everything, but they took it off their showroom floor, and they were so, so kind. And so we paid for the two pieces, which were they were both plate loaded, a machine chest supported row,
yep.
And then the leg curl prone hamstring curl, or leg extension prone hamstring curl,
yep.
Combo,
yep.
Plate loaded. And they are super nice. When we got them, Zach, I think, played on them for like an hour.
Yeah.
And got a second workout in.
So like if you are also, like we touched on this before too, if you're in the position to spend a little money on it, we cannot recommend Prime Fitness, any of their products, honestly. Like we've been buying Prime Fitness things, not like huge machines, but just like random like cable attachments and like their squat wedges, and then finally we pulled the trigger on some of their pieces, but we cannot recommend them enough. And the nice thing about the leg curl leg extension is it's obviously like a space saver because mm-hmm. you can
two machines in one,
mm-hmm. and it's an easy adjustment too. But if you're listening,
I think
to this,
that would be my, if I had the budget to do something, I think I would, and I only could have one machine, I would pick that combo leg extension, leg curl machine, because I love it. It's so nice.
It is very smooth.
And like, I missed having having access to a machine like that.
And a lot of like plate loaded stuff I find is kind of like clunky, but the Prime Fitness stuff is smoother than like just about every like selectorized piece in like a commercial gym.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to this and you're not doing a home gym and there's a gym near you that has Prime Fitness, join it immediately because like equipment quality really does matter. And especially mm-hmm. if you're not the one that has to foot the bill, like if there's a gym around you that has it, join it, use it, get big, get strong. Like there's literally nothing else to say about Prime.
Seriously. Fitness, so. They have quality stuff. And I will say when the pieces arrived, cause obviously they have to bring like a giant truck when they unload them, they were packaged so nicely and just, they made sure that nothing would happen to them, you know, in route to us because they're in Pennsylvania and we're in Utah, obviously. So it's a big trek. It's
literally
like
the
cross country.
Across the country.
And they had them on each pallet and then they were wrapped with like a almost look like big saran wrap, like industrial saran wrap. Like
shrink wrap on it.
And then like nothing was touching it, and it arrived in prime condition, and it was great. Yeah, right. Yeah. So if you do have the money for it, great option. But again, those are spendy pieces, and we bought them because again, we do this for a living, so it, you know, helps our business out. And like we mentioned earlier in this video, we are hoping to hopefully one day open up our own gym and have, you know, quality pieces for our customers to work out on. So anything that we buy now will eventually go into our gym one day. So yeah. It's just so investment, you know,
investment. Yeah. For us.
So anything we buy now is going to be used, you know, for the future. And, you know, maybe one day you'll get to work out on it if you're, we don't know where we want to be. We're still trying to decide if we want to stay in Utah or if we want to move back to Wisconsin. It's just like an everyday kind of conversation that we have, and we're
never getting anywhere with it.
No, it's really hard. So if you have any advice, you know,
reach out. We'll help you out with the gym stuff if you help us out on
our life,
what we should do. Yeah, our life problems. But yeah, if you have any other questions about gym stuff, feel free to reach out to me. I think Bailey plugged my email, just because some guys are like car guys, but I'm like a gym equipment guy.
Oh yeah, I love gym equipment. When she was building her gym, she was like, "Hey, this is what I want to spend. What pieces would you recommend?" And Zach gave her like a list of, "Hey, get this, not this, this, this," and she pretty much listened to every piece of advice you gave her.
Yeah.
And I feel like any of our friends that ever want to build a home gym, they just reach out and they're like, "Hey, can Zach help me with this?" Yeah. So if you do need help, send Zach your budget, what kind of space you have. And he'd be happy to help, you know, figure out what kind of pieces would fit best in your little garage gym, home gym, to help you on your fitness journey. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast, and we will chat with you next time. See ya.
Thank you.